Summing up, the excretory system. The complex function of the excretory or urinary system is to regulate the body's internal chemical environment. The principal organ is the kidney. The kidney carries out chemical regulation, keeping useful substances in the body and eliminating others, as well as water regulation, which is necessary to maintain the right amount of water in the body. Anatomy and physiology of the kidney. Each kidney is made up of an outer region, the cortex, and an inner region, the medulla. The functional unit of the kidney is the nephron. Each nephron consists of a cluster of capillaries, known as the glomerulus, and a renal tubule, which starts at the Bowman's capsule, and is composed of two parts, the proximal and distal tubules, which are linked by the loop of Henle. Filtration is the passage of blood from the glomerular capillaries into the Bowman's capsule. The liquid that enters the capsule is called filtrate and has the same chemical composition as plasma. After filtration, the chemical composition of the filtrate may be modified as substances are exchanged between the renal tubules and the blood capillaries as a result of secretion and reabsorption. Excretion and regulation of body temperature. Urine is formed in the nephrons, passes into the collecting duct of the renal pelvis, and travels through the ureter to the bladder, where it is stored until it is eliminated through the urethra. The hormones aldosterone, antidiuretic hormone, ADH, and natriuretic peptide regulate excretion and water balance. The human systems require a constant body temperature to guarantee optimum enzymatic activity. The various structures and hormones that contribute to the human body's homeotherapy are controlled by the hypothalamus, the control system, found at the base of the brain. Excretory systems diseases. The most common diseases that affect the excretory system are cystitis, a bacterial infection, and chronic renal failure, which may make dialysis or renal transplant necessary.